Welcome back, friends. A brief biography of Isaiah based on somewhat limited information that we have, but we're going to have a general understanding with most of the consensus of Orthodox and faithful scholars. Okay. The Bible records that during his life, he married a prophetess and had at least two sons by her. It was during his ministry in 723 that the northern tribes of Israel were conquered and taken into captivity by the powerful Assyrian Empire. Some sources suggest that not only did he write the book that bears his name, he also wrote 1 Samuel 6. That is an assertion. 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, and the first half of 2 Kings. Those are assertions by some. He's mentioned by name in the King James. The King James Bible refers to him as Esaias. And in 6 New Testament books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and Romans. You know, the heavy hitters of the New Testament.
Right.
The prophet's writings referenced more than 35 times in New Testament, and he is the most quoted Old Testament writer in the Gospel accounts. He's a contemporary of Micah, one minor prophets, who wrote from 740 to a 711 BC. His father Amos is to be distinguished from the prophet Amos. So there was an Amos and an Amos, and the names are distinct also in the Hebrew. Isaiah was a highly educated man, shown by the breadth of his vocabulary and the quality of his literature. A prophet of great faith and power. De Litch calls him, this is a scholar, the universal prophet of Israel. Robinson calls his style the climax of Hebrew literary art. It is hard to overemphasize the influence of his book or the strength of attraction it has had over the centuries. Isaiah, Deuteronomy, and Psalms were the three most quoted books in the Quorum community. The New Testament alludes to this book over 250 times, quotes it expressly at least 50 times. He was a confidant of Hezekiah, moved easily in royal circles of Jerusalem. Many of the religious reforms of Hezekiah can probably be traced to the influence of this godly court preacher. More uncertain is his question of priestly office. His inaugural vision is set in the temple of the Lord, into which only priests could go. So that's why some might think he was a priest. But it was a vision, and the temple that he saw could have been the heavenly prototype. Nowhere is Isaiah specifically called a priest. So,
right. I so appreciate all your background work, Karen.
It is a real treat. Was there a reason that came to your mind, if you can recall, what prompted you to suggest Isaiah?
I think it was partially because of what the pastor in Australia had mentioned, where in just I've known it, you know, known about it ever since I've been a Christian, but I've read through it, but I haven't really studied it extensively. And there's just it feels like there's such a richness to it that I've really not gone into. And so I knew doing this with you would give me such just greater insight into it. And so I think it was, yeah, just primarily curiosity and desire for a deeper understanding.
I find that so similar to my experience. By God's grace, I have this theology degree. It's a minor in sacred scripture. I have had cursory exposure to Isaiah. And enough to remember one line. He's like Shakespeare. And this was the book. So my academic life before theology was engineering and applied physics. And I had maybe three electives. And one of my electives was Shakespeare. And this is the book.
Wow.
Riverside Shakespeare.
It's so big.
That I studied out of. And so it was unusual. That's an unusual choice, right? That's an unusual choice. So when you said Isaiah, and I knew it was Shakespeare, I thought Riverside. So God in his great goodness, so I knew my poverty. And there's still poverty. I'm not saying I alleviated all of it, but I looked. And I was able to find a short course over the summer. So from Augustine Institute, where I have my master's degree from. And the professor was Cambridge. Very highly, highly trained. And suggesting, I heard the Holy Spirit when you said this, and I heard the prompting. And I knew it was because I had deficiencies that needed addressing. Okay. And it's been fabulous. It's an absolute right. It's just great.
I love that.
All right. What if we give our viewers a shorter episode right now, without the promise that they'll get a short one next time, because we wanted to look into Isaiah's his call, and also the we want to read some verses here for that. All right, my friends, till the next time, few days of watching.